This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Now, depending on which survey you pay attention to, somewhere around 80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Perhaps this is you, but probably not. If you're listening to Health Ranger Report or reading Natural News, you're a better planner than most people by far. But most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, this is understandable when you're young, you're just starting out, you got a lot of debt, you don't have much in the way of assets or savings. But these days, even people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and retirement are living paycheck to paycheck, often just living off their retirement funds, their Social Security check, and other similar fixed income revenue sources. Now, what's the big deal about this? Well, the big deal is major financial disruptions are coming. For example, let me give you a very concrete example. We know that pension funds are going broke nationwide. And that's because almost every state has promised far too much in terms of payouts to retirees. And so they have these obligations to retirees. The obligations cannot be met. The obligations were based on wildly optimistic assumptions of stock markets going up forever. They did not take into account any downturns or market crashes or corrections. And as a result, I mean, even in good times, states like Illinois are basically broke. Connecticut is basically broke. California is basically broke. They're playing some shell games right now in the short term to be able to cover the payments they need to make just to stay alive and keep a heartbeat going. But in the middle of a downturn, these states are screwed. New York, New Jersey, Florida, also in a similar boat. Some states that are doing relatively well include Wyoming and Texas, both of which happen to be energy source states. Texas has some debt, but it's manageable. And Wyoming earns a tremendous amount of its revenue from taxes on energy. Wyoming basically is subsidized by energy revenue. I know that because I used to serve on the governor's business council in Wyoming when I lived there, you know, quite a few years back. In any case, the point is that disruptions are coming, and when people are living paycheck to paycheck, that means that they have no financial backup plan. And that means they are one paycheck away, listen to this very carefully, they are one paycheck away from panic or panicking. And this is true. Again, about 80% of the country is in this situation. They are one paycheck away from panicking. And they're going to be crying and calling for help. They're going to need food aid. They're going to need someone to pay their heating or electricity bills for air conditioning. Who knows? They're going to need hospital care, you know, health care, and they can't afford to pay for it. We are a nation that is on the verge of a major financial collapse, and it's just one event away from that collapse kicking in. That's a very scary situation, even if you're not one of those people. Why is that? Because even if you are financially prepared, you're surrounded by people who are not. And when those people fail to prepare, they panic and they become a burden on the system. They need rescuing. They sometimes will prey on you. They'll say you should give them your stuff. Remember, the entire political left in America today believes in collectivism. They don't believe in private property. They think that if you have accumulated stuff like survival food, let's say, or gold and silver or ammunition, that you are hoarding it from them somehow. I mean, I know it makes no sense, but this is the way they think. And they think that they therefore have a right to steal your stuff and distribute it amongst themselves. again, they don't believe in private property. They're communists. They're basically communists. The political left in America today is really rooted in ideas of communism or socialism, so or collectivism. They don't believe in individual private property. And so while they've been out spending money on cocaine and hookers and cable TV, you've been spending money on gold and silver and ammunition and storable food, but somehow they think your stuff belongs to them. Well, you didn't go knock on their door and ask them to share their cocaine and hookers and cable TV, did you? I don't think so. Because you're not interested in that crap anyway. You're doing something that makes more sense. You know, you're buying gold and silver and ammo. But then when things go wrong, they come knocking on your door, even though they already snorted up the coke, screwed all the prostitutes, and consumed all the TV, they still think that your stuff belongs to them. That's how crazy the situation really is in America today. 80% living paycheck to paycheck. So what does this mean in terms of practical things? What can you do? How do you protect yourself? How can you help others? How can you exercise compassion? Well, here's what I say. First and foremost, tell everybody you know, or encourage everybody to get prepared. That is the moral, ethical thing to do. Encourage everyone to get prepared. And then if it hits the fan and they are not prepared, you've done your due diligence. You've already warned them or tried to awaken them to this idea that they need to be prepared. If they choose not to be prepared, that's their choice, and they get to live with the consequences. You don't have to rescue them if you told them in advance to get prepared. Does that make sense? Now, I understand we're all compassionate people. We want to help. If I see some family starving to death, of course, I'm going to donate some food to them if I can. Actually, my plan is to donate to local churches, by the way. And then if people come to my door needing help, I send them to the church. And all my donations go to the church. The church is organizing it. The church is handing out the goods. Go to the church. That's how you get donations from me. And then I support the church. That's my plan. Because I can't be standing on my doorstep trying to decide, you know, who gets what out of 500 desperate families that are all starving to death. You know what I'm saying? That's impossible. You probably don't have that much storable food. Even I don't have that much storable food. And I'm a longtime prepper. I manufacture storable food. And I still don't have that much food. Not at my residence. So you gotta understand boundaries here. You try to encourage people. You warn people in advance. You say, hey, you know, have you thought about a backup plan? Have you thought about food insurance? Have you thought about being prepared for the unknown or unknown events or hurricanes, natural disasters, North Korea nuke missile for all we know? So you encourage people around you to get prepared. It's the right thing to do. If you're a churchgoer, if you're a Christian, it's the Christian thing to do. If you think about it, help others get prepared. But then if they choose to ignore you, you got to let them be adults and they get to live with the consequences of their bad decisions. You can't always rescue people from their own bad decisions. And that's something that our society seems to have forgotten. You know, the political left loves to make everybody a victim and they love to say that nobody's responsible for anything that happens to them. Nonsense. You are largely responsible for things that happen to you. Not 100%. There can be a rock that falls out of the sky, a drunk driver that hits you on the road, a crook in the bank that steals your account. You know, there can be things that happen to you that you did not anticipate, that you didn't. It's not your fault. I get that. But for the most part, most of the things that happen to people are things that are the result of their decisions. And their decisions aggregate over time. You end up with good consequences or bad consequences, largely as a result of your decisions. So if you're out there spending money on cocaine, hookers, and cable TV, and I just thought that was kind of a funny combination to throw in there, by the way, could also include Starbucks. That kind of goes together, doesn't it? Cocaine, hookers, cable TV, and a Starbucks latte. There you go. That's what Americans are spending their money on. But other people are spending their money on wise, more wise preparedness plans, then who's going to have a better long-term result? It's obvious. See, I believe in holding people responsible for their decisions. I believe in demanding adult behavior from others and also exercising that ourselves. I think that we must behave as adults. We must be responsible. We must also acknowledge responsibility for our behavior at the individual level while holding others accountable for their behavior as well. And I know that is politically incorrect today. In our culture, where everybody's a victim, nothing is anybody's fault. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. Hogwash. Be an adult, right? And hold others accountable when they're adults for their decisions and their actions. So that's a key element in all of this. If people have overspent, and most Americans have overspent because it's a consumer society, they've been spending money on cars and homes and jewelry and fashion jeans that they can't afford and entertainment that they can't afford and home decorations that they can't afford. If they've been overspending, that's on them, not on you. If it hits the fan and they don't have the supplies they need, but they have a beautiful new kitchen and they have an awesome boat in the yard with jet skis for the lake or whatever, and they just took a trip to Jamaica, you know, they've made their decision. They need to live out the consequences of their decisions. It's not your job to go over and rescue them from their bad decision-making. It's your job to be prepared yourself, take care of your family, take care of your community if you can, but also know where to draw those boundaries. Because you plan ahead, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. Nearly all Natural News fans and readers are preppers, planners, intelligent people, strategic thinkers, critical thinkers. And so you planned ahead. You're ready for, I mean, you're probably in the top 0.1% of preppers globally. You've got a backup plan for a financial collapse. You've got a backup plan for war, social unrest, martial law, collapse of the dollar. You've got backup plans for everything. And that's awesome. And that's why you're going to do great. Because if there's one thing that we can all agree on, it's that a lot of crazy things are happening right now, like the hurricanes that hit the United States recently or that wiped out Puerto Rico, or Puerto Rico, if you want to get me on my pronunciation. But crazy events are happening. It's those who are prepared who are going to make it through just fine. You know, relatively unscathed, I should say. There could still be a meteor that hits you. You know, there could still be a volcano that goes off under your feet, some undiscovered volcano. Before that, just maybe a giant sinkhole swallows your home in the middle of the night. I mean, it's happened. It's just not very likely to happen. That's all I'm saying. But other events, hurricanes, wars, social unrest, financial collapse, these are very likely to happen. We just don't know when. So stay prepared. Have a backup plan. Live within your means. Don't spend more money than you make. Have some savings and make sure your savings are diversified into things that you'll still have if the banks collapse, you know, i.e. silver, gold, firearms, ammunition, if it's legal in your area, obviously, you know, medicine, things that have value, land, tractors, land out in the country, still there. Even if a hurricane blows over, you still have your land. All right. Thanks for listening. I hope this has been useful. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. And of course, my podcasts are at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.